The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 552.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a yoga teacher, a professional dancer. She also has her own dance and yoga studio, so I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tanvi Mehra. Tanvi, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for having me. Actually, what you introduced about me was perfect. I run my own yoga, dance and fitness studio space in Bandra, in Bombay, in India. And I teach yoga full time.
Thanks for sharing that. And Tanvi, what's your cultural background?
So I live in India, born and brought up here. Married now, and I've been in India ever since I was born, and I've been dancing since I was really young. So at the age of 30, to have my own dance studio and to be able to dance and to be able to spread dance to so many more people is just so exciting for me. So that's my cultural background.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It is, you are not what you say you are, but you are what you do. So your actions speak louder than words.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I always believe actions speak louder than words too. I mean, that's what confidence is on, just believing yourself and then taking action on that belief. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Just being comfortable in your skin, in exactly who you are, and just being very much authentic and not trying to fit into any kind of cookie cutter vision or cookie cutter kind of personality, and just trying to be yourself through and through in whatever you do.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Tanvi, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
To be very honest, Sheena, I think I was very confident when I was really young. It's because I think my mom put me in a lot of dance and drama classes, which gave me a lot of self-confidence. But I guess I don't remember anything before that, because as a child itself, I was pretty confident because I was on stage performing, acting, and even when, you know, we made mistakes on stage, whether it was for dance or acting, we were always taught that it's not the end of the world and to go ahead in with confidence and to continue the show must go on. And I feel like I think I really enjoyed even the fact that there were mistakes, because it kind of made you feel even more confident when, you know, there is a technical glitch over there, when you have forgotten something, but you know how in that situation you just ad lib, or you just make it a part of your, you know, you just try to kind of enact what you would do in that situation and continue in spite of the glitches. I feel like that really gave me a lot of confidence as well, because everything is never going to be perfect, and it's about just taking, you know, life from wherever it is and just, you know, just doing things with a lot of passion and a lot of genuineness. So I think that really gave me a lot of self-confidence. So I think it came to me at a very young age.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, was there a moment in your life when you realized, you know, you can take like dancing to a whole new level, even make it a career? What was that aha moment?
It was actually when I was sitting on a desk job, which was something that I thought that I really wanted to do. So I actually studied fashion business, and then I came back. I studied in London, and when I came back to Bombay and I started working in this fashion boutique, and I was at my desk on a computer, and I was browsing Facebook, and I saw all my friends who I used to dance with, you know, put up these really cool dance videos, and, you know, like they kept sharing stuff about like what they were doing in terms of their training and stuff like that. And that was the time when I was like, what am I doing out here, and why am I on a desk when I should be dancing and moving? And I think that for me did it. And I came home and I shared the same, you know, thought with my parents, and they were with me. They really backed me and they said, go ahead and do whatever it is that you wish to, and we're right here for you. So that was the aha moment for me.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, sometimes we don't think it's possible until, you know, we see other people doing it and realizing, like, if they can do it, why can't I, right? What's stopping me? Correct. So I'm glad you were able to realize that. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Oh, it's been amazing because, you know, when I had that moment, and I also, I think it's always easy and it's always amazing when you have amazing family support. So I left that job and for a year I actually taught yoga and dance on my building terrace at my home, and I kept renting different dance studios and yoga studios. And, you know, they came a point after 1 year of just going all around the city teaching that I just realized that, you know, I don't feel like any one space or studio really stood out in terms of management, in terms of, you know, curation of activities. And then I spoke to my parents and I said, you know, hey, I want to open a space where I can have everything under one roof and be able to manage it and dance there and teach there and just kind of live there, because this was my life and I really wanted to make sure that I'm not wasting too much energy commuting and, you know, moving from one end of the city to the other. And I think when I did that, and my parents once again really backed me up, because I didn't have the, you know, the resources at that time to do it on my own. It's just been such a great journey. It's been 4 years since I have my studio, and Touchwood, it's one of the, you know, the most famous studios in the city, if I can say so. And I can really believe when I say that, because so many people come from far and wide, and it's not limited to people only coming from in and around the vicinity in the area. People really come from very far off to just come for the workshops and the classes that we hold. And that really makes me feel happy, because it's not that it's only catering to a certain radius. It's kind of spreading around to so many people, including people from other cities. So I feel like if it's made a difference and touched so many souls, I feel like, you know, like all the work that we're doing as a collective team at my studio is really touching lives and hearts around. So it's been a dream, and it's continuously unfolding, and I'm just taking it as it goes.
Thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
To take risks, to never fear the fact that every now and then there will be that opportunity which will really like scare you, which will like, you know, really make you feel like, should I, shouldn't I? But I just feel like if you take risks and if you really believe in yourself and in your heart and you pursue your passion, you should just go for things without really looking at money only. And I feel like that's really helped me, because I never really thought of, okay, how can I make money by doing this, or how much money will I earn, or how successful would I be. I just did things for the love of it, and the money just followed. And I feel that's something that you must continuously maintain, because at some point it becomes a lot about money only, and then you kind of lose passion. People also start to feel like there's no more soul in something which is so driven only by money. So I would say do things that you love, and rest will all fall into place, and take risks. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And those were some great tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your dance studio or yoga studio, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes. So on Facebook, it's Tangerine Arts Studio. So it's ARTS and Studio. So it's Arts Studio. And it's the same on Instagram. It's @TangerineArtsStudio. So these are the two places that you can catch what we're doing every single day as we update it daily.
Thanks again for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Tanvi, you can also head on over to the Tao Self Conference confidence.com and search for Tanvi's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Tanvi for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Tanvi.
Thank you, Sheena, for having me. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.